Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Well, Kelly, I sure hope you can help me better than two people that I've been dealing with, especially one that just hung up on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you what happened, okay? I've been having to put my my subscription on hold, okay, because of the pandemic. I'm a school bus driver, so I'm not making a whole bunch of money. And so I called a couple, 3 months ago, whatever it was, and asked them to put it on hold again. And the lady says, okay, you're going to be good until April the 20th. And I distinctly remember that because April the 20th is my birthday. And so when somebody tells you something on your birthday, you're going to remember that. So on the 19th, I remembered that I needed to call you guys and put it on hold again. And then I did that, and when I specifically asked them, so nothing's been shipped, right? And she goes, let me look. Nope, nothing's been shipped. And I said, perfect, thank you very much. And so, and she was really nice. She put it on hold until, I think, July the 19th or whatever it is. And then everything was fine until 2 days ago. I get a shipment from you guys, two ships. And I called in and I told them that it was on the 19th, or that I called in on the 19th, and it was supposed to be suspended until the 20th. Well, some lady said it was on the 13th that they were doing it, and that they had started their shipping me something on the 13th. Well, number one, it doesn't take almost a month for you guys to get something out to me. Number one. Number two, I have an email in my account that actually says that they were shipping it on the 29th, 10 days after I talked to her to suspend the account.
Okay.
Well, so I don't understand where all of this is. One lady said she was escalating to somebody, it would take a couple of days. And I said, okay, I don't understand that. That's fine. But the reason why I'm calling you guys back so quickly right now is that I got the same ships yesterday again.
Well, let me look and see what's going on with that. So I tried to pull you up by your phone number, but I couldn't. Can I get you to spell your last name for me?
Well, so I can give you the account number.
Okay, that'll work too.
Yeah, the account number is 305-11320-001.
All right.
I mean, the two ladies that was helping me before, if they don't understand what's going on and something that a customer's telling them that their system is wrong, they need to bring somebody else into the conversation that might understand how to look into this. Because I don't think they looked into it at all. They just said it was on the 13th. It was on the 13th. And they both kept, saying the same thing.
Yeah, let me see here. So I was able to pull up your account.
Yeah.
And I do see that you first suspended it in August of last year until October. And then we extended that suspension until the 20th of December. And then it is showing that she suspended it until the 13th of April. So
well,
I'm not sure.
Because that's not what the lady told me.
Yeah.
She's just they told me April 20th.
Yeah,
and then
like
the whole thing is that, you know, like I said, I got this thing, I think, on May the 4th. And, it doesn't take you guys 3 weeks to get me something. And I never got an email on the 13th. I got an email on the 20th or the 29th.
Yeah, we did have some delays. We did relocate our warehouse to a new location, and so there was some delays. Normally there wouldn't be, but we had our warehouse in Pennsylvania, and we just moved it to a new location. And so we did have some delays with that because we were trying to get that all transferred. We're in Indiana now. And so there was some delays when we were trying to set that up and trying to get, all the shipment sent to that new location and everything. So normally there wouldn't have been like a long time between your shipments, but because we were doing this change, there was some delays. I do see where they sent it to the warehouse on the 13th to be fulfilled, but it didn't leave the warehouse until the 29th.
But when I called on the 19th, somebody should have stopped it. I mean, they had 10 days to stop it.
Well, we're not at the same location at the warehouse. The customer service department isn't. So once it goes to the warehouse, we're not able to stop it. I do see that your account is suspended currently until July for right now.
Yeah, I understand that. But 38 extra, $38 is a lot to me now,
yeah.
Especially in this pandemic. And that's the whole point, is that I don't understand it because, it should have said something. I should have got something before the 29th. But also, how it got shipped twice, I don't know. Probably because of all the mix-up. But makes sense. But I don't understand is that if somebody puts what I'm trying to say is that the lady that I talked to on the 19th should have saw that it was being processed on the 13th, and I specifically asked her, is anything going out or anything, and she said no. She didn't see the 13th. She didn't say that it was on the 13th. She didn't say anything. I told her it was supposed to be on the 20th, and she accepted. And she was looking at my account, and she never mentioned one time the 13th. And she didn't mention that it was being processed on the 13th either, especially when I asked her if there was anything in the works, was anything shipped, was anything in the works or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's what's frustrating to me is that I was so adamant about it, and especially on my birthday, when somebody says my birthday, that's what I accept.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense at all. None of this. So if somebody suspends their account, you guys have to have some sort of way to get contact your people in there so that they do not ship something to somebody, because it costs more money for you guys. It costs money for the people that are trying to put the stuff on hold. It's an email. I mean, it's a company. It's like your right hand of your company doesn't know what your left hand is doing. Can you see what I'm saying?
I do. I understand, sir. And I do apologize that you weren't made aware of that shipment that had already started processing, or that there was that they.
Well, it wasn't even part of my. It wasn't even in my account.
Yeah.
Which, see, that's another thing. I mean, if they start something at your warehouse, it has to be part of my account. It has to show, so both people can see it.
Yeah, and it should. I do see. I mean, I'm not sure why it was missed, but I do see that it shows on here that order was sent, that your account was set to have the suspension removed on the 13th. I'm not sure why it wasn't the 20th. Maybe she just misselected when she pushed the date, because we do get a little calendar view, so I'm not sure what happened there. But
that I can accept.
She should have seen it, because I do see it says the very next thing after you suspended it in December was your order was sent to the warehouse on the 13th, and that there was a binder included in that shipment. And then I see that you called to change the card on file on the 19th and resuspend it. So I do apologize, but.
The second box I got yesterday, because it did say something about the binder. And so when I got the second package yesterday, I thought it was the binder, because the binder wasn't in the first package.
Let me see.
And so I assumed that when I got that second package yesterday, that it was the binder.
So I'm not showing that we charged you for two. So you've gotten two shipments for this order since the...
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. I've got two shipments for this order. Neither one of them have the binder that they were supposed to send me in the first place. And so, like I said, when I got this other one, I said, oh, this got to be the binder that they were talking about. So I opened it up. The binder I should have got a long time ago. So I will go ahead and open that up. And then I was shocked to see that I had two ships again.
Well, I'm not showing that we charged you for that second shipment. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But, yeah, it's just I need to get that one back to you guys at least.
Since it's a duplicate and it was our error, like I said, I'm not showing that we shipped you anything until that package went out on the 29th. So when did you receive the first one?
Two days ago.
Okay, and then you received the second one?
Yesterday?
Okay. Let me see here.
I have to say one thing. You're trying to help me, and this is you. The girls that were trying to help me, I think, need to have a little bit more training, because they didn't seem to have any kind of aptitude to try to help somebody as far as customer service is concerned.
Well, I do apologize for that.
I'm an expert in customer service. That's what I do for a living. I've done that my whole life. And so it's just there's some they need to look at the calls that I got the other day and that I did the other day and the one that I did today.
Well, I did send that over since you did say that one of the agents had hung up on you, so I did forward that over.
Good. Yeah, because I asked to speak to a manager, and then she said, okay. And then so she said, okay, and then she said, thank you very much for calling Eagle Moss, and then she hung up. She didn't transfer me. She didn't do anything. So.
Let's see. Let me see here. So I do apologize for that. So I do see. So your account is currently suspended, so you won't get anything else on here. And I did send that over. So the duplicate shipment, we didn't charge you for that. That was done in error.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what had happened with that, but you didn't get charged twice for that. You were only charged the one time for that shipment.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Let me see here. But you said you didn't get the binder in there?
No.
Okay. Well, let me send that to you. Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to get that binder to you. Missing in delivery. Mark that it was missing in your delivery, so we're going to send that out.
The what? The binder?
The binder.
Okay, thank you.
So you will get one more shipment, but your account is suspended.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate it. Yeah, because that binder I should have got a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that it's yeah. So I got that reshipped for you. I do see that was, you know, announced in there, but I got that sent out to you. And you know, I do apologize that there was some confusion and I apologize that.
Well, I appreciate that at least.
Experience, but I have sent over your information as far as the customer service part, and you are suspended until July 19th. Do you want me to see if I can move it to the 20th so it's consistent with the other days?
That would be great. Yeah, if you can move it to the 20th, that would be better.
All right. That way it's the same day as the other ones. Right now I can actually suspend it out until August 20th.
That would be fine.
Do you want
that?
Okay. All right. So it's going to be the 20th like on the other month, so it's easier to remember. And it's not changing up on you again. So, yeah, I think it may have just been that when she went to select that date, we do get a little calendar menu that pops up, and it could be that she did, you know, accidentally selected the 13th instead of the 20th since they're just on top of each other. So that may have been what happened. So I do apologize there. But
yeah.
You're
that
also
I can understand a mistake on. So that I can understand the mistake on. But what I couldn't understand is that when I talked to the lady on the 19th and I asked her specifically if there was anything being shipped to me or anything like that, she said no. Now, to me, that's something that that your upper management needs to do something about, because I'm telling you, you guys are wasting money for not communicating between your warehouse and you guys, because you guys are the ones that are talking to us. You guys are the face of the company, and there has to be communication between both of you. So I mean, for her not to see that on the 19th is a big, huge problem. And even if she didn't, somebody should have sent something over there once they realized it, or maybe they didn't realize it, but somebody should have sent something over there to say, don't ship this, because you had 10 days to cancel that.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it, and that's what I don't understand. And I know that they don't charge me until it's shipped.
Right.
So that's another thing. So they didn't charge me until the 29th. So that's really what I'm upset about.
Yeah.
Is that they, you know, I mean, that the 13th part doesn't really bother me. I can see how somebody could have possibly just hit the wrong button on a calendar. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But what didn't make sense is the corporate side of your business not communicating with two different departments that is critical to a business to make money and to do all of that stuff. You know, you need to have that kind of communication, because whenever I hear that from you guys, it doesn't make sense to me, because I've heard that before, where they couldn't communicate back and forth between the there. I mean, all it takes is an email to the person, you know, that's in charge of the warehouse or something, you know, or put it into the account and they can look it up on the account, or they would get sort of, you know, some sort of pop up saying, oh, hey, this order's been canceled. So I don't understand how they're working that, but it definitely needs to be straightened out.
Well, I will definitely fill out a complaint log for you so that I've got that documented and I can send that over so we can make sure
it's got to go to your manager first and or whoever above, but that needs to get up to upper management, because you know, I'm telling you guys are losing money. I just got I just got another shipment of models that was a mistake. But even at that, the other one, you know, took money out of my pocket, which I was asking you guys not to do.
Right.
And then also making the customer upset. The first, the second point is making the customer upset enough to what I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm rambling. mind. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ramble.
Okay. I'm making notes about it while you talk. I'm putting in here that you're frustrated that we're unable to communicate with the warehouse. It makes it hard. It makes it, you know, hard for us to stop shipments that shouldn't have gone out. Or
I mean, you might want to put in there that I had suspended it on the 19th, and they shipped it on the 29th. So there was 10 days that somebody could have said something to them, and they didn't. And that's a big, huge failure in communication between the two departments. Critical, I think, information that needs to go back and forth between the accounts or between the departments.
Yeah.
Corporate-wise, that's something that needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll add that in here as well.
I appreciate it.
But his shipment didn't. Warehouse. Suggested a system in place to allow for us to stop shipments on accounts, or let's see. All right. Okay. I did add in there that there was plenty of time between when the order was sent to the warehouse to when it shipped out in order to accommodate the suspension on your account.
Yeah, correct. Agree. Definitely. And I shouldn't, you know, and then I wouldn't have been charged the $38. And, you know,
yeah.
Time frame there is there for them to stop it.
Yeah. I definitely am glad you called and I was able to assist you. And I did feel that I put that in there that, you know, that there was enough of a delay that it could have, you know, if there was a system in place where we would have been able to communicate that, you know, there would have been adequate time for that. So I put that in your complaint log for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah. Please do me a favor. If you could try to have somebody respond to that and contact me, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
If for some reason they give me a phone call, to go ahead and please leave a voicemail and I can call them back, because I am driving a school bus. But the one thing that I would also do, I mean, even if they do, but if they do an email, that's great too. And then I will go ahead and just read it. But if somebody could actually get back to me with a response from the management side portion of it, sorry, I would appreciate it. Okay?
Okay. I'll add that in there as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You as well, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.